Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are beginning a brand new siman, Tof Kuf Mem, which deals with the halachos of Binyan Ustir and Chalamoid, building and destroying, taking down, deconstructing things on Chalamoid. We begin with the Mechaber Sif Aleph, very top line. Binyan, a building, Afilu Kolshu, to do any sort of building is forbidden on Chalamoid. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkot and Aleph, Hainu afilu letzara chamoid, even if it's necessary for chalamoid, because de lohuta mishum zeh el melechas hejo, because you're only allowed to do non-artisan, non-professional work, but you can't have a professional do work for you. Now we'll see, there are many caveats to this, as we'll learn in this siman. But first we'll look at the issue for number one. Vim nizoka di rasu b'moid, if you had damage to your apartment, to your house, on chalamoid, or on Yontif, v'yesh b'yado l'shavtso u'l'sakno b'ofen shu chaladobar kivar b'moed, and you could fix it so that you could live there on chalamoid, so then the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, he's not sure. Ulai dino kmo kodavar aved, shemut l'asos b'moed, maybe you'd be allowed to do it on chalamoid, shelo ha'yiso yoch l'asos kodamoed, of course you weren't able to do this before the moed, it just broke on Yontif or on chalamoid, and even though technically v'av she'ein zeh davar aved, it's not a financial loss for you, you call makom hutzarach hamoed, this is a need for the moed, and l'makom diri, he has no other place to stay. Or do we say kivon she'av she'milsa the binyan bayis, this is a very public thing to go and build your house or do construction on your house in some way publicly on chalamoid, maybe it's forbidden. And the maskon of the Aruch HaShulchan is lesser, and he brings a raya, only because of danger, as we'll see, are you allowed to rebuild it, but not because of non-danger reasons. Again, we'll learn more about this in the next few minutes. The Mechaber continues, he says, v'im nifratz gedu ginoso, and if the fence to your garden, to your orchard, came down, the Ramah adds, o kosel chatzeru shebenu chaveru, or the wall between you and your friend's house came down, he brings it up from the Mordechai, and it goes by Monios, you are allowed to rebuild it in a non-professional way with what's called Maisa Hedjot, which means the Hainu, that you can just place stones back one on top of the other. This will prevent people from going back and forth. We're not concerned here about robbers. We're not concerned about any danger to life. And you just want to have the separation. So in this situation, you're allowed to just pile up the rocks one on top of the other without cementing them in. Or, go there, also bekonim vagome, or you can put it in with some other materials, some sticks, some reeds, and things like that. You can fill in and without cementing them in place. That temporary type of non-professional rebuilding is allowed. Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkot and Beis, the leka lemecha shlagavi, we're talking here that there is no concern about ganavim, of robbers. El mishum shara nosh, mishikonsum, you just don't want people walking through this, stam people walking through. You want privacy. The leka kokach pseida, and there isn't such a significant hefsid, which Dirshu footnote number 2 reminds us that there is an opinion that says the davar avid is only if there's hefsid meruba, but not for a hefsid muad. And here there's not such a significant loss if you lose your privacy a little bit. And therefore, lefikach lo hutar ki maisa hedjo. Therefore, it's only allowed with these non-professional ways of fixing it. You can't cement it in. Sifkot and Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says da ticha betit, by cementing it in, hu maisa umam. That's a professional activity. V'davka zesh oso samim lechas agadir. This is if you're doing it with the fixing of the fence. Masha einkin lo tiach hagag betit, as opposed to just putting cement onto your rooftop. That's called maisa hedjo. That's not considered a professional activity. V'shar lezarach moed. And if your roof is leaking, you'd be allowed to go and do that on cholamoid. And we'll talk about this a little bit more later on, a very important bir halach over here. Then he says, v'chein asiya sula maisa hedjo, to make some sort of a ladder is also considered a maisa hedjo. V'shar lezarach moed. And if you need this ladder, he brings that from the Taz, you're allowed to do this on cholamoid as well. And he says, look in the Prima Godim, I in the Prima Godim, the Lotiach Zdokim Shebagag, Maisi Umanikra. To go and fix cracks in your roof, that is considered professional repairing. And the comments of Kim, we'll learn about this a little bit later in the Shia today. And he says, here, Vahacha Miticho Rak Sheikholok. And here, you're only allowed to do this to smooth it out. And he says, B'nida Seinu, Ein Matsu Zed. Nowadays, in our countries, we don't have roofs like this, and it's not common. He says, Ubasiya Sulam Gamkein. He says, in the making of the ladder that we just allowed, which was a non-professional type of a job, in Mimafeyu Kidera Chaumun, if you do it really professionally well, then Bavadi Maisi Umanu. Then even though you're not an Uman, but if you're doing it like an Uman, so it's also not allowed, the awesome Aflatorchamoid, and you wouldn't be allowed to do this even if it was necessary for the Moid. Then he tells us, Sifkot and Dalit, or you'd be allowed to go and put in a fence over here, this temporary fence with reeds and things like that. Mashman lechora the davka tikkun pirtza biyama. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here in Sifkot and Dalit that this is only to correct a breach in the fence. Holigdor Kolagina, but to go and fix the entire fence, to make an entire fence here, that's Maise Hedjot, Nami Osir. Even here, if it's Maise Hedjot, it would be Osir. He brings us down the name of the Prima Garden. The Chaber continues and he tells us, V'cheinim also maka legak. If you're making a fence around your rooftop, now there's a mitzvah to make a maka. We'll talk about this in a moment. Here we're talking about where it's not a mitzvah. We'll see why. If he's making a fence around his gag, bono so ma'ase hedjot. You're only allowed to make it a ma'ase hedjot. The Chafetz Chaim tells us over here in the Bir Halacha, Ayin l'chidusha ritva. The chidusha ritva tells us that this is talking about begag delo rigile lahaloch bo, that people don't normally go up on this rooftop. And therefore, there is no chiyuv of a makah. There is no obligation, as you normally have, to put a makah up in any area that people use. El Shubiatsu wrote to Lassos, Bishum Shmira. He says, I want to put it up there for purposes of protection. Ulafikach, Amr B'Yushami, the Sagi B'Gimel Tvachim. Therefore, in the Yushami, it says that you only need to do it with 3 Tvachim. The issue footnote number 5 reminds us that otherwise you would need 10 Tvachim in order to have a halachic makah. And he says, the imisho mitzvah makah, lomol yose kedaka. He says, if this was in fact a mitzvah, you'd be allowed to do it in the normal way. Avo shara poskim sosmu bezeh lo chilku. But unlike the Ritba, the other poskim did not make this distinction between a makah that was a mitzvah and a makah that's not a mitzvah. The issue footnote number 6 tells us that in general, l'tzarche mitzvah sacherim, we've already learned previously, and we'll learn it again in Simon Tov Kuf Mem Hei, and the Bir Halach over there, shemutu liyadim lichtol tefillin and mezuzah liyatzvah. Well, you can write for your own personal usage, tefillin and mezuzah, atim kivim alach tebo, but even if you specifically said, I'll wait till Chol HaMoed to do this, it's still allowed, even then, b'di'evin. He says, to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed is certainly allowed. Mutu levnos, afilu b'lechaz gemura, even a regular full work. Kivishu tzarech mitzvah, you need it for the mitzvah. However, he says, this is davka l'tzorch mitzvah shemakayim ba'atzmo, then it's mutter. Only if this is for yourself, but to write tefillin and mezuzah for somebody else, that you're not allowed to do unless you need the money. And without this, writing the tefillin and the mezuzah, you won't get any money and you're going to not have food for yantif. Or if the person who needs the tefillin and the mezuzah needs it for Chol HaMoed. The Mechaber continues and he writes, but if you have a wall that is next to the Rishus HaRabim, and now you have dangers of people coming in from the Rishus HaRabim, if that falls down, boneu kedarko, then you're allowed to rebuild it in the normal way. The Mishnah Berurah tells in the Sifkan, hey, since it's right near the public thoroughfare, Ikub say the Yisera, there's a potential huge financial loss over here. The Isle Shom Ganve, because Ganavim can come inside. You have a gated community and the gates come down, so they're terrified that Ganavim will come in. Vidavar Avidu, and this is certainly a financial loss situation, below Boy Shinoi, and you don't even have to fix this with a Shinoi. And he says, the same thing would apply if there was a fence between you and your neighbor. If your neighbor is not so savory, and you're concerned that if the fence is down, the wall is down, that Ganavim will come in. Or alternately, you have non-Jewish neighbors, and you're concerned. Again, our history tells us that the non-Jewish neighbors weren't always very nice to us. So if you're concerned that wall's not there, then you're allowed to go and build it in the normal way. He says, "V'ayin the Magen Avraham, the Loi Tira L'Dover Echad." The Magen Avraham says that you only have to do one thing, which means that you can either fix the wall or you can knock down something. "V'ayin l'vnoso im kvar saser," which means that you can only fix it if it's already broken. "I will l'sasro," but to break it if it's a weak wall, im ru'ua. "V'livnoso mechadish," and then to rebuild it, "Loi Tiru im lo b'vnei sakona," that you wouldn't be allowed to do unless there's actual danger over here from the wall. Ukit chaimei, as we're going to learn in a moment. The issue footnote number 3 says, Ukein Svarazu, this similar svar is brought down by the Sharet Zion in Simon Tov Kuflam and Zayin that we learned, Linyan had to lick Tzor B'moed, but made Tzorach HaMoed. You'll have to reap and harvest for the Tzorach of the Moed. And the Ritva there said, She B'mokom, She Dailo B'mlocha Achas, Yochel Asos B'her Vocha. If you're only doing one Melocha, then you can do it in an expansive way. Avalim Tzorach L'mlochas Harbe, Lo Yasele B'tzimtzum. Then you can't do it. If you need multiple Melochas to do it, then you're not allowed to do it unless you do exactly only what you need and not more. Mishnah Berurah continues, says, "Ukhasim prima godim de'evsher shemhu ra'ua kol kach sheish chashash baru." He says, if the wall is so significantly dangerous, it's broken in such a way that if it comes tumbling down, it could hurt somebody, and there's a chashash baru, a clear cut likelihood that this will happen, then you're allowed to fix it. And v'kol shekein hecha sheish chashash yavo ha'ganavim, gamli de'izkein ha'fashos. And certainly, if you live in a bad neighbor, and you're concerned that if this wall's not there, then there's potential threat to loss of life. So then Shari Listar the Livnos. Then you'd even allowed to knock it down and you'd be allowed to go and rebuild it. However, Ubavad, Shal Yachavim Lach B'moid. Again, don't leave it for Chol HaMoed to do this. And the Sharet Zion, though, adds in Sifkot and Zayin, he says, Miu, if there's really danger of life over here, Yesh Chashash Iskei Nefashos, then we don't make a Knas. And even if you did leave it for Chol HaMoed, you're still allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed because of the Safek Pikuach Nefashos. The issue footnote number 4 brings down this Safek Dover Avi that we said previously, Ish Ein Tzorech Chashash Borer. Normally you don't need a Chashash Borer, but here because you're doing two Melachos, you need to have a Chashash Borer, somewhat of a certainty that there's going to be danger. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Mimhoya no telipol, if it's likely that it's going to fall down. So then, so, you're allowed to destroy it, take it down, mipnei sakana, and then ubonei kedarko, because here it's a vade danger, so you're allowed to knock it down, the wall's tilting, it was an earthquake, and the wall looks like it's about to collapse, so you're allowed to knock it down in a safe way, and then even rebuild it. Sifkot and Vav, the Mishnah says, Dim lo not your lo livnos, if you don't allow him to rebuild it, yimon avalo yisto, he's not going to take it down, because he thinks he needs it to protect him, and therefore it's a danger, and therefore he brings up the Morgan of Rom, that we allow him to knock it down and to rebuild it, because otherwise he may not knock it down. Now the Ramah tells us, Hagov, afilu eno noter, rak l'chotzer l'movui, even if the wall is only between your house and a chotzer, another chotzer or a movui, mutal l'sosu m'nei asakana, then there is still a concern, according to the Ramah, because of people coming in, and therefore you'd be allowed to go, v'lachsu v'levno, so you can knock it down and rebuild it. V'kein b'shar t'varim, d'ikel mechash l'sakana, and the same thing would apply in all situations where there's a sakana, Bone v'sosro kedarko. He brings down this in the name of the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Rebbeinu Yerucham, and the Nemuka Yosef, that you're allowed to do this in these situations. The Ramah says if there's any danger, concern, you can knock it down and even rebuild it. Siv Beis. The Mechaber writes, Mutu lito gavshushi shibabais. You're allowed to go remove mounds of dirt that are in your house. And we have to understand, they didn't have linoleum floors. They didn't have carpeted floors. They didn't have floors like we're used to. They had dirt. Their floors were dirt. And there would be mounds of dirt all over the place sometimes. Kids would dig it up. There would be just not even, whatever. You'd be allowed to go and remove these clumps of dirt, gavshushis, on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah explains Zivkot and Zayin, Shlo Yitok Elbov, so people shouldn't trip on them. And you can even take it out in the normal way. The Afal gav the Melacha Gemuri, even though this is a real Melacha. If you did this on Shabbos, you'd be Chayev and Isser Chatos. And there's really no financial loss over here, but nevertheless, normally we wouldn't allow you to do this except with a Shinoi, if it's Sarech HaMoed, as Dishu footnote number 8 reminds us that you're really only supposed to do things that you're allowed to do with a Shinoi if you can do them with a Shinoi. Nevertheless, here you're allowed to take out the Gavshushis, the mounds of earth, with normal fashion. Afilu Hochi, Matirinon, Afilu Kedarko, here you can take it out in the regular way, Mishum Dinatilas Gavshushis, Les Botorach. This is not a big deal. It's an easy thing to do, and therefore he brings out the Beis Yosef that it's allowed. Dishu footnote number 9 brings down, what about hanging a picture up on Chol HaMoed? So Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal says, unless there's a pressing need to do so, you shouldn't be hanging pictures on Chol HaMoed, but if for whatever the reason there's a pressing need, you'd be allowed to do so. The issue footnote number 10 tells us some more details about when you're allowed to do certain things that are a Melacha Gemura, but it's not a Torah. And Ayin in the issue footnote number 10, for some of these qualifications, he brings down the machlokas between the Bir Halacha and the Chazon Ish. Now we go to Sif Gimel. Mechaber writes, Sedokim Shibagak, you have these cracks, holes in the roof. Mutal Sosman be out of a regular. You'll have to fill them in with your hand or with your foot. However, Avolo Bechlei Umnas, you can't take out tools and go fill it in the normal professional way that you would do this. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Ches, he says, Shahamayim Yordim Deroshom. He brings down from the tour that the water is coming down through them. Now, this sounds like you're not allowed to fix it in the normal way. However, you have to look in the Bir Halacha. And he brings down that the tour is the source of this, that says, Shamayim Yordim Derech Shom. But Chofetz Chaim explains, Viros Lomar Lanias Dati. Chofetz Chaim says, my understanding of the tour is not to read it straight. Sheyuchalereit Derech Shom. It means that it could come in. Avo lo shedolef hageshem abayis, but not that the rain is coming into your house right now. And he says, this is just not my opinion, this is also the Ritva, and this is the language of the Ritva. He says, Pirush, Kesha Osim Mipnei Chashash Hagashamim. You're allowed to only do this with your hand or your foot when there's only a chashash that the rain will come in. And then you can't use the professional tools. Avolim Bo Gishamim Mamish, but if the rain is coming in, Vadayin Yidlo Fabayis, and the house is getting wet, Osikadarko, you fix it in the normal way. Shein Odom Dar B'moi B'diris Rucha. You can't live in such a house on Chol HaMoed. And furthermore, Shein Lecha Dover Avi Gol Mizev, there's no greater financial loss than this. Those are the words of the Ritva. This is the psak of the Chafetz Chaim. So it's not like the simple reading here that it's Shamayim Yordim Derosham. You're not allowed to do this. It's only if the potential the water could come through, then you can just fix it with your hand and your foot. But if the water is actually coming in, you can fix it in the regular way. The issue footnote number 13 explains why this would be allowed, even though normally you wouldn't be allowed to do something like this. So he says this is called tzarach haguf. This is no different than, so to say, ochel nefesh. And for this type of activity, it's so essential that you're even allowed to do this in the normal way. I am the full footnote 13 for all of these details. So now we continue in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says that under those circumstances where you're not allowed to do it with a machine, yochel lisov b'yad v'regel, you just do it with your hand or your foot. Dainu shaboit b'yad, you push it with your hand or v'regel with your foot, listam hazdaka to fill in the cracks, and that's allowed. Ba'afilu osa yofa yofa, ke'ein shosin b'chlei umnes, gamkin shari. And if you can do this a good job with your hand or your foot, you're still allowed to do this. The choze nikro maise hedjot, because it's still called maise hedjot. Again, with the very important qualifications that it's not raining in right now. If it is, you can fix it in the regular way. Sifkan test, you can't use professional tools. Do malacha gemur, because that turns it into a real full-fledged malacha. The eshbo torach, it's a lot of effort involved. Also, I feel b'tzorach hamoed, you wouldn't be allowed to do this even for tzorach hamoed. But da, furthermore, you should know. To call davar shematir l'tzorach hamoed b'maise hedjot, anything that we allow on chol hamoed that is permissible to be done in a maise hedjot sort of a way, hu davka shelo yichavi malach b'moed. Again, we have to remind ourselves many times that this isn't something that you left specifically to do on chol hamoed, otherwise it would be not allowed. Sif Dalad, the Mechaber writes Tzir Hadelas. If you have the pivot on the door of Avtech or the key, Aminol, the Ramah adds the lock, Vatzinor, you have various pipes that hold the door in place, Vakoru, the beam, all of these, Bein Shem Shel Eitz, whether they're made out of wood, Bein Shem Shel Barzel, or whether they're made out of steel, and therefore, as the Mishnah will tell us, it makes a lot of noise if you fix it. Shinishbu, if all of these are broken, Afilim Yerav Yontiv, even if they broke before Yontiv, you didn't have a chance to fix them then. You can fix them on Chol HaMoed without any change in the way you do it. Why? Because it's a great financial loss, potentially. So if you leave your door open and the door is broken, if the opening is open, then your whole house can be taken out, all the things from it. And the Rambam adds, therefore it's allowed to be fixed. Again, the same thing. He brings out from Rabbeinu Yerucham, you can't wait to do it on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to leave these things to do them on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud tells us that this Tzir HaDelas, the pivot, it's called HaDelas Tisav Al Tzir. This is the Delas is turning on this pivot. Regal HaDelas is of Evis. The doorway turns around this pivot. Sifkan Yud Alp, the Tzinor, is a pipe. Hu Chur, it's a hole in the ground, Shabaskupa in the threshold, HaTachton of the door, Shadelas Oviba, the door turns around this. Vakora and the beam, Hu Amashkov, that's the lintel, Shalapesach, Mashachoseros Ba'adelas. And this allows the door to snap shut into its place. Again, these are all different parts of the door, which if any of them break, you're not going to have a door. You're going to have an open house. And that's not a good thing, and therefore, you're allowed to fix them. Sifkon Yud Beis, this is true even if they're made out of metal. Rosalomer, Afshubo Nishma, Kola Patish, Kimisakno. With wood, you may not hear it so much, but if you're banging on metal, people can hear it. Nevertheless, you're still allowed to do this and fix it. Sifkon Yud Gimel, that they were broken. Vuadin lit koa hamashkov bimasmarim, shari. And likewise, to go and take nails and to nail it in, that's allowed. Imyesh lochush lagabi. If you're concerned about another, you're allowed to do this. Dishu foot number 12 brings down, if it's only a little bit broken and you could close the door with some difficulty, Siddur of Ayasha's Atzal says you shouldn't fix it. However, in Chayinim Adovar Monea es Sagiris Adelas Kitsikuna, but if you can't close the door properly, Shos Kaim Chashash Menea Gunovim, then there is a concern that Gunovim could come in, then you're allowed to fix it. The Mishmur Kadinin says, Vim Lav, if there is no concern about Gunovim, so then Asa also, then you wouldn't be allowed to do this. Sivkon Yudala, the Mishnah Berurah says, Va'afilu Maisi Uman, you'd even be allowed to go fix these with a Maisi Uman, V'chanal B'sif Aleph, as he brings down from the Prima Gadim, if in fact over here it is a danger. Sivkon Tesvav, Mishnah Berurah says, Uvavashli Chabin, again, you're not allowed to delay and leave this with Cholomoyd, Hainu, Shalobi Tiru, Ela B'shachach Me'erav Yontif L'sakin, you didn't get a chance, so you forgot to fix it on Erav Yontif. But you can't be in a situation where you say, hey, I got plenty of time on Cholomoyd, I'm not working, I'll go take care of all my house repairs at that point in time. With this, we conclude today's share.